This is a CC Radio podcast.
Welcome to the Countdown Podcast and our review of the season 2 of Boys. My name is Wayne.
Of The Boys.
Sorry, The Boys.
My name is Paul. Let's get straight into it then. For this show, which premiered last year on July 26th.
Seems
the first.
Longer.
It does feel like
seems
a lot longer. Ago.
Yeah.
That's testament to 2020 and what's been going
this
on.
This motherfucker feels long.
And this one started on September 4th, 2020, the second season. The third season has been ordered and a spin-off series is in development. But we'll,
spin-off?
We'll talk a bit about that later. Hmm. This is based on the Garth Ennis and Derek Robertson graphic novel series. It is a superhero thriller black comedy drama. Sounds about right.
I would say so.
Very dark comedy. And this is developed by Eric Kripke, who is the guy who created the first 5 seasons of Supernatural, which is exactly how long that show was meant to be.
Is that so?
Yeah, it wasn't meant to go for 73,000 years after
I would not have thought that guy wrote this thing. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Developed it, yeah.
Developed it, yeah.
Stars Carl Urban, Jack Quaid, Anthony Starr, Aaron Moriarty, Dominic McElliott. Nope. Dominic McElduck. Jesse T. Usher, Lars Alonso, and Chase Crawford. It is basically an hour long an episode. There's 8 episodes this particular season. We don't have any information on sort of how many people watched it and whatever else, but it's, as implied by its third season renewal, a big damn hit for Amazon Prime, which is where you can check the show out. Wayne, can you give us a synopsis on season 2 without spoiling it? Because we won't spoil in this first half of the show. We're going to talk about it generally and then get into what happens
in
the latter
parts. I think we can do that
later on, because this is a review for the whole season.
Season 2 finds the boys on the run from the law, hunted by the Supes, which are the super people, and they're desperately trying to regroup and fight back against the Vought Company. In hiding is Huey, Mother's Milk, Frenchie, and Kimiko, who are trying to adjust to a new normal where they're underground, with Butcher, the Carl Urban guy, nowhere to be found initially. Then Starlight must navigate her place in the Seven as Homelander sets his sights on taking complete control. His power is threatened with the addition of Stormfront, which is this really weird woman, and a social media savvy Soup, who's like, she's got an agenda of all of her own. On top of that, the supervillain threat takes center stage and makes waves as the Vought Company seeks to capitalize on the nation's paranoia. How's that?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty. It is. Look, there's a lot going on in this show, as you'd expect for an 8 episode season. And overall, did you like it as much or more than or less than the first season?
Yeah, so here it is. The first season, the thing I find about this show, both seasons, is that it's about 40% funny and 60% harsh. I actually think that the violence is so gory when it happens and stuff. Like, it's almost funny, but it's more harsh. That's what I feel every time there's some violent shit that happens.
Well, whereas I feel it's so over the top that it's hard to take it even seriously.
That's what it is. I think that that's how it is. I saw an interview with Anthony Starr, like the Homelander guy.
Yep.
Did you know he's a Kiwi?
I did not.
How do you say? Someone seems so American. Anyway, he was saying that, like, people say to him, Homelander is so harsh. And he's like, is he? To me, he's more funny. And I went, interesting that he's sort of playing it like that in his head. So anyway, I find it quite harsh. He's really,
probably
really
good. Probably the standout in terms of the acting performances.
Easily, because I feel like he's cold. So I actually do feel like he's harsh. So I don't see the whole comedy as much, but, you know, that kind of thing.
He does a lot with, you know exactly what's happening for Homelander in every scene.
Absolutely.
And not all of it's in dialogue.
That's right? Why it's cool, because yeah. It's like, oh, they're all super villains. Sorry, they got super powers, but they're not actual super people. They're just regular people with powers, which means he has ego issues.
Oh, my
all
God.
That, all that sort of, you know what I mean?
He's a raging narcissist.
Exactly.
Who no one can stop, because he's more powerful than anyone.
That's it. The anti-Superman. Because Superman was fortunately a good guy, but this guy, you know?
Yeah,
so anyway,
not so much.
To answer your question, though, I finished this season, and I was like, I don't know how I feel about that. I think it was okay. And then I started thinking about it in relation to the first one. I actually liked this one more.
You did? Okay.
Because this season, you can see it's like coming into its own. The first one was all exposition kind of, right?
Well, set up,
right? This now is like the actual characters are kind of moving into different arcs. And I don't mind the way they do it. It doesn't seem unnatural. It doesn't seem like a gimmick. It seems like they really are who they are.
Okay.
You just find out more about them. You?
I'm actually a bit different. I like this just fine. In fact, yeah. I really like it. I think it's very good. It's
okay.
Probably one of the best things on TV overall as
I would
a package.
Say so. Yes, definitely.
But I don't think it's as good as the first season. And the
really?
Reason why, I felt like there was a lot of spinning wheels in the middle episodes here where not every scene had a really strong purpose for me. And
I guess,
I'm a bit critical of...
Yeah, yeah.
It took a long time to get to that. Like, what happens towards the end of the show? That's really powerful. That, lots of stuff
yeah.
going on. It's fantastic. But in those middle parts, like, come on.
I agree with you that I remember feeling a little bored towards sort of episode 3 and 4.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sitting there going, this better keep going. And sometimes when they were going back to certain plot lines, I was like, I don't really care about that plot line. It's like, shut up, just keep going. You know? So
they do have a number of balls in the air. It's not just about the boys. You know, there's what's happening at Vought. There's what's happening for the Supes themselves because they're developing those characters.
Which is understandable.
Yeah, it is. But it's a lot of setup. You were sort of saying first season felt like setup for you, and it was. But I guess it was so new enough and entertaining enough for me, different.
I get it.
That it made more of an impression. Whereas this one, I'm like, okay, get to it. When we got there, great. But to get to that point, I'm like, poof. It was a bit of a journey there in the middle.
I agree. I actually think I say that I like this one better. I don't necessarily think it's a better season, though. I just was more comfortable with the characters.
Okay.
So it feels like that sort of, you know, 2.5 gear that the series kind of gets into when it's sophomore sort of season. It's like, now I'm at least it can go a bit. I understand that it's sort of long in places, but the ending was better for me for some reason. I was more satisfied with the ending.
I would say I was more shocked by the ending of season one than I was by the ending of season two. Season one kind of blew my mind the way it ended up. Oh, did not see that coming. Did not see that character who died dying.
But when season two, towards the end, there's that fight among... You'll know what I'm talking about. I don't want to spoil it, but...
No, we have to be careful. That, no spoilers.
That was so satisfying. I watched that about 3 times. I was just watching it going, yeah, because I hate the Stormfront character. I know you're supposed to, but I actually dislike everything about the character, and I don't...
Yeah, exactly. You're meant to. She's a great villain.
She's a great villain, but she just looks like an asshole to me. Like, she actually feels like just an asshole, hateful, shitty woman.
Is. Oh, shitty person.
But I hate the fact that she has powers and they're quite formidable. I hate that. So,
but,
you know.
But Homeland is an asshole as well, and I hate him
for some
too.
Reason. I also hate him, but he's easier to watch or something. I just don't like watching this girl. So,
I have no qualms on watching her at all. And look, most of the seven are, or most of the Supes in this film are exactly what would happen if you give a random person, so to speak, a lot of power. Mm-hmm. It's not like they turn into this great person. And that's what this whole world is exploring,
yeah,
this whole universe.
Low responsibility. Yeah,
yeah, let's really explore what superpowers would be like in the world.
Yes. And you get the same assholes. Imagine if a Karen had fucking superpowers.
Exactly.
You know, it's just... so. You know, I gotta say, I am loving the Billy Joel.
I told you. I watched
you
it before
did.
You did.
You told me that. And you said this.
Billy Joel's a huge motif through this season.
It's great. And also, all the songs that they play, right? Because I know, we all know Billy Joel, right? That greatest hits album, or second CD.
Well,
right?
We all do, people our age. I'm not sure about the young. And that, okay. hence Starlight's question to
what's
to
with
Hubie,
all the fucking Billy Joel?
What the fuck is with Billy
yes.
Joel?
Yes. Now, for the record, you youngins, okay? Even at a young age, even the most hardcore gangster, DJ, rapper, all of them had a Billy Joel CD. Because everyone likes Billy Joel something, right? Like, and with the movie, with the songs in this show, right? Every time there's a Billy Joel song, it really pertains to that moment in the plot. So the pressure one is the beginning
that was
one.
The
Your Only Human one is actually about a guy talking yourself off a cliff, you know, sort of like basically don't kill yourself. Right?
I mean, Hubie directly references that.
Exactly, Hubie, exactly. And even the, what was the one? There's another one. I can't remember the name of it now. But they are actually apt to the situation. You could argue that the song sort of has something to do with the theme of that scene. But they're just cool to hear again. I just forgot about them all. So it's kind of cool. I like that.
Look, I agree. And obviously, you're a big Billy Joel fan. Yeah. But that was fun. And particularly Pressure, I thought that nailed in the first episode straight off the bat. But obviously, to speak too much more would be a little bit spoilery. Mm-hmm. I think the real strength of the show, though, is you do come to care about the characters. And in what this season does well, which it hadn't had the chance to do in season one, for the boys in particular, start to flesh out some of their backstories.
That is why it's interesting to me.
Yeah.
Because you didn't know certain things about Butcher, for example. And
well, even more than Butcher, I'd say Frenchie. In particular, gets really come to know his character better in this.
He interests me, that guy, because he's obviously
and Kimiko.
Kimiko, well, so she's a soup, all right. So fine, right? We're seeing what's going on with her. We're finding her sign language and so on. You know, whatever. The Frenchy guy, he seems like one of the more formidable characters who you wouldn't think so. Like, he's a sort of a slight built, sort of, you know, like non soup, but he's got tech and ideas that kill soups. Like, that's good shit, man. That's a good character in there. Because otherwise, they just got humans flying around.
Yeah.
Butcher's just tough. That's his whole thing. You know what I mean? That's it.
And says the C word
a lot. Says the C word a lot, exactly.
Which is pretty funny. Particularly how that plays in
America. Oh, yes. Yeah, so that whole scene we'll talk about in spoilers. That's just great.
So, good stuff there. Obviously, also, what do you think of Starlight, then?
All right. So, to be honest with you, I forgot all about season one and I had to go rewatch, like, I had to do, like, one of those long synopsis catch ups, right?
20-minute video. Or
yeah,
whatever.
20-minute. Yep. What happened here? And that's funny. So what do I think of Starlight? Like her to bits, is what I would say. Not love her to bits. I actually only now understood her power, which is that she can refocus electrical current into shit.
Like, is it electrical current or sunlight?
No, it's electrical current. Because okay. she was near the car and thought the car's dead. I can't channel this the battery.
Yeah,
power.
You're right.
So yes. That means like that's a weird sort of shit superpower which can easily be disabled. Not easily, but quite.
Oh, well, she's not as powerful as some of them for sure.
She's in the middle of the desert. She's fucked, right? So, yeah. So, I guess I like her. She's a nice, virtuous character, I guess. And I like her and Huey's little romance. I think that's very. Actually, it's quite sweet.
Yeah, I agree.
That's nice.
And, you know, I think she's hot as, so that doesn't hurt.
Do you think she's hot as?
Yeah, I do.
Interesting. She's definitely very attractive. She's very young looking, so I don't know. Anyway,
of course she's young. She's mid-20s or whatever she is.
You could argue she's a tot and stuff like that.
But, like, I think her character is sometimes perceived to be a little weak. Like, what are we doing with her? She's kind of just there. And
is it because she's a teenage girl? Or not teenage,
she's not teenager. She's 20 in her early 20s.
Something, yeah. Yep. She's a young girl, right?
Yep.
To me, you may as well be a teenager.
True.
Is it because she was brought up so piously and now she's revolting against that, but her mother's still on the scene?
Yeah.
That's why you don't know what you're doing with her a bit? I don't know.
A little bit. Like, I mean, she's obviously the conduit between what's happening at Vought and the boys themselves. And she's also kind of evens things up a little bit because she is a soup.
Only a little bit. She's kind of shit. Like, she's not even as good as Stormfront, like, in terms of power.
I don't get Black Noir. Like, so his power is just what? He's
a
unstoppable killing machine?
Yes.
What power does he have?
Okay, so the only thing I can think of is there's one scene where there's Black Noir in there and some shit goes down. He does a kill or something, but then he blows up and he's actually torched. Like, his chest is actually burnt and stuff like that, like, in. And then the next scene, he's fine again.
Right.
So probably he regenerates power. But
really explained anything, really.
No, all he is good. Like, he's about as good as a human is. He can't fly or anything. He might be very strong.
Super strong, and he's incredibly fast.
Yeah, and he's got peanut energy. Like, that's his thing. But, like, yeah, you're right. It's a really weird one, because all he is an assassin. Why is he a soup? Maybe because he's strong and can regenerate. I don't know. Yeah, it's an interesting one.
Mm. I mean, he's meant to be mysterious. I get it.
But maybe they're
never going to give us like what he actually is and isn't, and they're not going.
Well,
to.
Well, you see his face at least of the actor, like kind of in this.
Oh, a little bit.
A bit, like so, yeah. Yeah, I know.
Without getting too far into spoilers.
Mm.
All right. So look, overall, I think it is good. Don't get me wrong. I'm right behind this show, and I'm very keen to see season 3, and I hope that they can continue to surge through coronavirus and produce a third season 4 next year rather than having to wait a la the Netflix model for a couple of years between seasons. I'm interested to see where it goes. I have one other major complaint about it, but I want to really emphasize what's strong, and I think the effects in this show are stellar.
Agreed.
For a TV show.
Like, okay, so people's heads blow up in this show, in this
a
season.
Lot.
A lot. And when that happens, that's what I'm talking about with the whole, for me, 60% horror, 40%. It's like, boom, someone's head explodes. Oh, but it's like, fuck, it's really graphic. And it's really like unexpected and it's quite harsh. That's the thing that I have a struggle with this show is I'm watching it. I'm like, ooh, like I'm doing.
Oh,
like,
I'm just like, ha.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. That would be the difference between us. You'd laugh and I'd go, damn. Something has to be really funny for me to laugh when someone dies.
Again, understanding this is a TV show.
I'm not saying you like people's heads to explode. Exactly. But for me, like, yeah. I tend to get emotionally involved. They're not real characters. Yes, exactly.
They're just figures of someone's imagination and they're being killed.
Well, we'll get into that in spoilers. There's something I want to mention about that. So
yeah,
that's cool.
I mean, that's a big thread, which is very important. And again, now we're talking around things, but I just think it's really important that technically I think this TV show is very well put together. Startlingly so. Like, you kind of think that it would be cheesy and a bit crazy. And it's clearly CG, don't get me wrong, but it's not offensive CG.
No, not at all. Yeah. This is better than lots of movies.
Heaps better. Like, the production value, I guess what I'm trying to say, is very high on this show.
Agreed.
And we haven't mentioned him at all, but I think that Carl Urban got better this year as Butcher.
Yes.
I think his accent's better.
Thank you. Because the first one, I said, it's actually a feature of this show that his accent is so bad.
Yeah.
He must have gotten some heat on it and said, like, I'll work on this, cunt. Yeah. Or something like that. Because it is. I noticed it was less grating. It was. And I the whole thing with, I think we say this, the boy, because it's at the beginning of the end of the last one.
Yep. But don't say what anymore.
Yeah, okay. That, I was worried I would not like that plot, but it turned out okay because I liked the kid.
Mm.
So that's something.
Well, let's get into it then on the other side of this sound drop to talk more detail. Spoilers.
You can't handle the truth.
Thank you, Jack. Now we will be spoiling the second season of The Boys all the way up until the finale. So if you haven't seen it yet, please switch off here. Heaps and heaps of what the fuck moments in the show.
Tons of what the fuck moments.
I think the obviously.
Which is the first one for you?
Oh, the dick grabbing mother's milk by the throat.
Oh, right. I forgot about that. There's a mutant with a dick, and that's his
huge
superpower.
Dick, his superpower.
It grows and it's like tensile, like a fucking...
It's like a tentacle.
Yeah, that's actually the worst superpower. I mean, it's great for some situations, but not if you're, but not if you're expecting to, like, dude, bring your dick with you. We got to fight this. Like, anyone can just hack that dick off.
That's a dumb superpower. But that explaining that, you know, they're experimenting with what...
I know.
What,
it's a funny sort of moment.
What's the... Compound V?
Yeah, Compound V.
Yeah, what that does to different people. And it, obviously it had this effect on a guy who already had a big dick, so... And then that, there's a really great little moment of humor, which did make me laugh out loud later on when Butcher catches up with him and they're talking about what happened. And then Frenchie from behind says, "Tell them about the dick."
Yeah. Yeah, that was funny.
What? Shut up, Frenchie.
Imagine that if a dick grabbed you around the throat. You'd remember that. You would remember the show.
For life. Then also, the other big what the fuck moment for me, other than what happens in the finale, is. Was when suddenly Elizabeth Shue's character shows up again. I'm like, what the fuck? Is this is a dream, right? Okay, so this is a dream. Oh, no, it's not a dream.
Yeah, the doppelganger guy that who's actually like just this being... Fat, I was boy. So gross.
I was.
It was disgusting. And also, I know, the Elizabeth Shue, it's good that she got the job in the second season.
Yep.
But like, to see that and for that to be satisfying for him, like say...
That's why I couldn't get my head around.
And then like...
I'm sorry, I don't care if you can turn into Sharon Stone circa 1992. I ain't getting with you, dude.
That's right. That was it. And the dark part of it as well is that like when the doppelganger turns into Homelander, right? It says, and then Homelander sort of kills himself,
yep.
Showing his self-hatred or loathing or something like that, right? That is all very, very dark because he just kills these people, right? And even in the, like towards the end where he lasers all of the SWAT guys.
Yeah.
I was like, he's just pissed off. Oh, he's just pissed off. Where's my son? I'm going
to
kill everyone.
Yeah, to be fair, at that point, he realized that Vought were going to try and take his son. So...
Yeah, but he just killed all his guys. Oh, don't get me wrong.
He's a complete psychopath.
He's a fucking asshole, right?
And but, yeah, he just walks out, he's drenched in blood.
Yeah, and that was it. And I was talking, because I actually noticed this about Conlander's uniform, right? Those muscles are all fake.
Oh, of
right?
course.
Yeah, and then Anthony Stark in his interview with Tassar, he was saying, you know, yeah, well, they just build muscles, because he's really quite a skinny guy. Right, but it just it really still works. It's funny though that when he's fucking people, he still has to keep the top half of his suit on so the muscles can maintain. Yes.
Yeah, well, you know, it is odd what they do in these suits.
Oh god,
these uniforms. And then okay, back to Stormfront. So
all
she's
right.
this
hating her.
Nazi racist
Nazi
piece
fucking,
of shit.
Yep,
and that when she's chasing Kimiko's brother.
Yes.
And just starts lasering these poor innocent
yep, just
people.
Just fucks them all up.
Oh, lasering.
Oh, she fucking
them.
Blew
Sorry?
Up like the whole second yeah. floor of that building
like,
or whatever.
Whoa.
Yeah, she's like, fuck this. And she gets up. And then she's like, you know, I like it when the light goes out kind of shit.
Yeah.
And she's killing this Asian dude. I'm like, this fucking woman is fucked, right? And she's such a pig. She's like,
oh, you don't like her. I knew you were
like,
driving
I was like,
at
she's
that.
Such a beast.
Well, I don't
like,
think she's meant to be an attractive person.
No, she is. She's a soup. Come on, man. This is like. I think I know what they were trying to do, and that like her hair and stuff is
half
sort
shaved.
Of half shaved, yes, but like I reckon if I was a casting agent, like she kind of looks like you know how Helena Bonham Carter looks like an older, her face is such where it looks like a period piece type
You're
woman.
Right.
I know it sounds stupid, but it does. Like she actually, I think this girl's got a bit of that going on, and I don't dig it.
I don't. So, I honestly don't care what she looks like. I think
I
she
know,
plays it very
you're
well.
Better man than me, but
and you do. You hate her. You meant to hate her, and you absolutely do. And then when, as you were alluding before, the scene in the final episode where now we have a girl power scene where all the female characters come together to wail on
just
her,
just beat the shit out of her. Right?
It was awesome.
So yeah, exactly. Because and I was really really pissed that she got away from that. And I was really pissed that it looks like she probably might come back next season. She needed to die, man.
Kripke has confirmed she's not dead, but at this stage he's not confirming whether or not she'll be back. They
need a plot line where it's okay for her to either grow back her arms and legs.
No, that's the point. They're not going to do that.
Yeah.
She doesn't have the power of regeneration.
Right? Good.
And the reason is that he explained we wanted her to suffer. Death was too good for her.
Oh, good call.
We want
All
her
right.
to, you know, she's completely gone, snapped in her mind and she's in whatever place that she's in, whatever sanitarium where Vought have her probably
Actually,
doing experiments
that,
on her
that
and whatever
helps
else.
Me a bit. That helps yep. me a bit. You're right. It is death is too good for her.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, good. Weird that the boy was so powerful in that moment that he
No, they had hinted at it before through the season where he got
no.
angry and
well,
he's
Well remember before when they were fucking, Homelander lasers her chest and she's like more. So obviously it doesn't fuck her up that bad. Unless Homelander was controlling
yeah,
his
I don't know. Is there
intensity.
Is there levels to that? Yeah.
That's a good question.
But yeah, right. Maybe that does imply.
Fucked her up, man. He's like young. So it's like, okay.
And she wasn't ready for it. So maybe it's a case of
you can
steel
yourself
steal
against
yourself.
It.
Like
perhaps,
gonna,
perhaps.
You're going to get punched in the gut.
Yeah, that helps me, actually.
You
that's
know,
better.
You tense
that's
your
good.
Muscles.
That's not bad, actually. Yeah,
it doesn't
good.
Stop it, but it at least prevents it from being as bad.
Yes, I think so.
But what I guess in that scene, if we're going to talk about that, right, so he destroys, literally blows off most of her limbs and whatever else and reduces her to a charred mass.
Yeah.
Mum gets a scratch across the throat. Like, that's an interesting
convenience. I know. It's like, again, if you can control, I don't know. Some things you allow.
You have to accept some things. And the show's not perfect, and that's one example of it not being perfect.
You could argue, yeah, exactly. I'm fine with that.
Then what about the, turns out that, so I thought it was the woman who escaped from the mental institution who was going to be the person blowing everyone's head up because she had that power.
That was the red herring they gave you. Yeah. But the thing is, when she blew up that guy, she blew all of him up, not just his head. But it still gave you enough to think, oh, that's obviously the person they used to do the hits. But that was a really good red herring. And that's why...
It turns out to be the senator. Congresswoman.
Congresswoman, right? Yep. So I'm looking at that congresswoman, right? And her power, it turns out, I've been reading about this a bit, the weakness is she has to be in the line of sight of someone to blow up their head.
Right.
And so if you look at the courtroom scene, which, by the way, was harsh. I wasn't expecting that, right? And I was like, holy shit. Rawls got blown up as well from The Wire.
That where he's from. I was trying to remember where he was. Yep.
If you look at that scene again, anytime someone's head blows up, she happens to be looking at them. Like, she's running away at one stage, and an aide that's chasing her head blows up. But if you look closely, she turns around and looks at the aide first, then blows up. I'm like, oh, shit, look at all this stuff. And apparently there's clues all the way through the season on her being around somewhere before someone's head blows up.
So does she therefore work for Vought?
This is my issue.
Like, does she or not? I don't know.
What's the end game if she does? Why would she blow up? Because the court battle should have defeated whatever, Vought, right? But then she stopped it from happening. But now, is it that she's going, okay, I'm going to blow everyone up so that even Vought doesn't know and I'm the actual person who can aggress for everyone. To what end is what I'm saying?
My big question is, is she in Vought's pocket? And if so, is this a case of, well, we'd rather control the person who's meant to be against us, like, you know, so we know exactly what you're going to say when you're going to say it, so where you are the voice of that, but do you know what I mean? Like, better the devil you know?
Yes.
Or...
Is she acting on her own?
Independent and no one knows who blew all those heads up?
But if she's independent...
What's the end game?
Would you say she's good or bad?
Well, she's bad. You can't blow people's heads up left, right, and center and not be bad. I mean, she blows up the head of the church at the very end.
Yeah, you're right. She's bad.
Yeah. So, therefore, again, is she with Vought or is she not? Is she independent? That's the only question.
But if she's bad, what does she want?
Exactly.
That's the thing. So, it's like...
She's obviously not wanting to bring Vought down because she had that opportunity in that courtroom and stopped it from happening.
But what if she's one of those greater good people? Which is like...
We'll see, I guess.
I know. I'm just saying.
We obviously haven't read the graphic novels, by the way, which is why we are talking around this in a completely confused fashion.
Anyone who knows...
be laughing at us at that point.
Well, yeah, idiots, you don't know. You like the kid?
It's fine.
You like the kid plotline? The kid and the wife plotline is probably good for Butcher's character.
Yeah, a little bit. But his being let off at the end of season one I found very odd.
He's being let off. Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, and Homelander didn't kill him, but would pursue him. That didn't quite work
for me. Okay, because the idea is when he blew up...
I woke up in this car park.
No, well, the idea, I guess, is that when he blew up Elizabeth Shue, you see the screen go white, but Homelander must have ripped him and brought him to wherever that girl is. And
to frame him, I guess, for her death. But why not just kill him? And then I think it had something to do with his wife basically saying, don't kill him. Or whatever, I don't know. And I just didn't think that played very well.
Yeah, because...
I might be missing something there.
Right. This is actually a bit of a contrivance, a convenience. That's the word. Because you've actually... If he let Butcher die, he'd have none of the problems he's having now.
Well,
do you know what I mean?
Exactly. So just killed Butcher. Not even just let him die, just laser him in half.
Yeah,
done.
That's it. Boom. So yeah, okay, that's fine. But we do like that Butcher's in here.
Yes, obviously. Yeah. It's great to have... He's the main character and whatever. I just don't know if that's... I doubt that's the way it went. And that was something I alluded to earlier. That death of Elizabeth Shue's character was such a shock to me at the end of season one, whereas the only death, and this is probably my other criticism of the show, and I know you're going to go, fucking you, Paul.
Yeah.
The only death we got was his wife, who's a big character. So now we're two seasons in this show, and it's not really, despite it being so dark and so edgy, it's not committing to killing anybody, really, of consequence.
But I took the wife's death a bit hard because the boy killed her. Right? And for my liking, he did not comfort the boy enough and say it wasn't your fault.
Well, no, he was going to kill the boy for one moment. He was going to try and kill him. He was so filled with rage. He bent down to pick up the tire iron and was going to go at him.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, there's a moment there where he's going to kill that kid and then
I thought he was going to smash Stormfront more. That's what I thought he was going
to
do.
No way. Go back and watch that scene again.
Yeah, okay. Mm. All right. I mean, but that's it. Well, one thing that also happened at the very, very end where you see the kid sitting with Carl Urban by the bank or whatever.
Yeah.
He seems largely over the fact that he just killed his mother. It doesn't seem that like
you hang around with Billy Butcher for a while and everything's fine.
Yeah, you'll just cunts after a while. Yeah. Okay. No, I mean that's a small piece. I think to myself, I'll definitely, like you say, watch it, keep going.
For sure. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna watch the show. This is a really good show.
I don't find it necessarily easy to watch, though, I'll tell you, though. I do like it. It's one of those odd things.
No problems in that way.
Yeah.
Okay, well, just one last thing. The spin-off series.
Yeah.
That is meant to be set in some kind of college years for Supes. I'm not sure if it's a college for Supes or it's a Supes in their college years. And I don't
really?
Know if it's these seven or I don't know if it's a different set of characters. But what do you think about a spin-off show?
I guess that's okay. Sounds like Sky High. It's a Kurt Russell movie where superheroes are teenagers. Anyway,
I've never even heard of it.
Yeah, it did not do particularly well.
Okay. Yep.
I guess so. I mean, that means it's gonna. Well, that's the thing. Is it set back in the '90s or whatever, or is it set you know different heroes now? I don't know. Okay. I don't see how it's gonna be as interesting as The Boys, but
probably not. But I'll take. You know, anything else in this universe at this stage, if it keeps the same sensibilities.
If it's young Homelander, it might interest me. Do you know what I mean? If it's young these guys,
what more could you get out of that, though?
I don't know.
I'm more interested in a new set of characters, to be honest.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
But
yeah, okay.
Anyway, and one other thing. Fresca.
Fresca?
Fresca. That
yeah, yeah. Fresca.
That's a real drink, right?
I think it is. Americans must know this.
I did some research on this, and it's basically just saying, I just thought it was funny to say, fuck Fresca. That was it. I'm like, really?
Because I was wondering if it was drugged or something.
Yeah, they spent way too long on that. On that sort of.
It was just, would you like a Fresca?
Yeah.
A Fresca?
Over and over again. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
I think. Are they saying fuck Fresca? Because it sounds like they're fucking promoting it.
Yeah. Well, that line of dialogue would be funny to have in there. That was his explanation.
I actually don't mind it. Like, I'll be honest with you. I like stupid little jokes like this. I'm not saying that it came to anything.
Yeah.
It would be better if it did
exactly.
come to something.
Yeah.
But just like that. Okay. It's a bit like, I'd buy that for $1. It's a bit that. It's just, there's no reason for it. It's just, they think it's funny. In this case, we didn't. So there you are.
No, we didn't. All right. Well, let's give it a score then, Wayne. Wrap it up.
Out of 100.
Yep.
Let's say.
I love the way you've not done this. Even though you
Sorry.
Write these notes and prepare, you
no,
never
no,
have
I'm
a score.
I'm feeling it now. I'm feeling it now. No, this is I'll give it a 69.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm going hotter than you. I'm going with a 77.
Ooh.
So.
There you go. The fact that I had to think about, like, do I like this? It means I didn't love it. You know what I mean? So.
Whereas I definitely did greatly enjoy it. As I said, I think it's.
This is good. It's definitely good.
You know, top 10 TV shows or whatever of the year or the end of year TV show wrap up. This will definitely get a mention for me. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice. All right. That's it for us today. Thank you so much for joining us. If you'd like to let us know what you think of The Boys, season one or season two, you can do so via email at thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com, on Twitter at thecountdownpc. Like and follow the show on podbean.com and check out the Facebook listener community for all the conversations about the show and other film and TV related topics. And that is it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And this has been Soundboard. Eric Kripke. We'll catch you next time.
See ya. Pressure! I'm sure you have some cosmic rap.